Homily for Monday, the 30th of January. Yesterday, Sunday, our gospel reading was the Beatitudes. And I consider the Beatitudes so central to our lives as Christians that I would again want to repeat the homily that I gave yesterday. The Beatitudes we have just heard form the foundation for Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. There is no coming to Jesus' daunting love command in the sermon, "Love your enemy," without passing through the Beatitudes. They instruct and inspire us, and honestly, they confuse and deeply confound us. If we are honest to our culture, then we must admit these Beatitudes deserve some hard-headed critique. Liberals will take issue with any suggestion that poverty and persecution can be a blessing. Conservatives will be appalled at calling the meek and merciful blessed. And the fun-loving, nice people among us will readily dismiss any talk of people who mourn as being blessed. In a society such as ours, where looking out for number one is bottom line dogma, who wants to take seriously talk about meekness and simplicity? More honestly, we hear and agree. Blessed are those who know clearly who the bad guys are and don't hesitate to blow them away, verbally, if not literally. We hear that acted out daily in the news media. Yet, Jesus insists, there is no coming to the kingdom he envisions for us without passing through the Beatitudes. They are foundational. If the kingdom of God is to come among us, if God's will, God's love, is to be done here on earth. I'd like to do a second pass over the Beatitudes, this time using language that will give us easier access to Jesus' deep desires for us. Blessed are the poor in spirit, people whose happiness depends on something deeper than their salaries, addresses, and reputations. Blessed are gentle and considerate folk, people who always have time and care for you. Blessed are they who will never be satisfied until they have become truly just in their dealings with others. Blessed are the merciful, people who know how to forgive. Blessed are the simple folk, people who look you in the eye and speak honestly from the heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, people who risk putting themselves between fighting factions. And blessed are they who quietly put up with ridicule for trying to live these Beatitudes. So blessed, we become ready to enter the kingdom God wants for us all. It's living in a non-grasping way. It's living the way God lives, a new kind of aliveness, where I no longer need to hold on to myself, where in giving myself to another, I do not lose myself, but become myself. It's here that life becomes a blessing, becomes precious, as Teilhard de Chardin describes the precious life when he writes, "Nothing is precious save what is yourself given to others and what is others given to yourself." Let us lead such precious lives.